This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as producers of the TV show Empire now say actor Jussie Smollett's character in the show will be written out of the final two episodes of this current season. That after Smollett's been accused of staging a racist and homophobic attack on himself that he reported to Chicago police. President Trump tweeting yesterday asking Smollett, "What about the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments?" As the actor had claimed that the two men who attacked him were wearing Make America Great Again hats. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
"The only person to blame in this case is Smollett, and it's another sad example of people so quick to want to attack and come after this president, much like you saw with the Covington kids."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
A disgraced Coast Guard lieutenant's being called a domestic terrorist by prosecutors. Christopher Hassan will stay in custody for at least the next 2 weeks as prosecutors build a case against him after he's accused of wanting to stage terrorist attacks and have high-profile Democrats and journalists killed. Robert Herr is the U.S. District Attorney in Maryland.
The sheer number and force of the weapons that were recovered from Mr. Hassan's residence in this case, coupled with the disturbing nature of his writings, appear to reflect a very significant threat to the safety of our community, particularly given the position of trust that Mr. Hassan held with the United States government.
House Democrats are set to introduce a bill to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border today. The Democrats call the declaration an overreach of presidential power. The Trump administration facing a lawsuit from the family of an Alabama woman who's been refused entry after she married and became an ISIS member. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millions of Americans in this situation. A new report out about credit card debt. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
39 million Americans said to be carrying credit card debt for at least the past 2 years. Another 8 million say they can't remember how long they've been in debt. And to be honest, this reporter is in that latter category. According to a new creditcards.com report, 59% of cardholders are carrying a balance on at least one card, with 56% of them having been in debt for at least a year. And about a third of the people with credit card debt say they needed to charge emergency expenses, from car repairs to medical bills to home expenses. Cardholders with annual incomes below $30,000 are the most likely to be carrying debt, as you might imagine.
More and more drones being used by law enforcement.
The so-called eyes in the skies used to refer to law enforcement helicopters, but with tighter budgets, many are turning to drones at a fraction of the cost. Whether for accident investigation, SWAT team support, or for search and rescue, drones are being used by an increased increasing number of law enforcement departments, including Homeland Security. There are some concerns over privacy, but Americans are slowly beginning to accept these new eyes in the skies. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's your money, ladies and gentlemen. Here we've got this, multiple of trillions type of government that we're paying for. You know, why not have it operating on all cylinders and get it on track and, you know, get all this fussing and fighting all of the way? I guess maybe we just have to just fight it off to where we get so arm-weary that we just say, hey, you know what, we've got more in common. And what we have is differences here, and we can accomplish a lot more together than apart. Well, what do you think? I'm all in for that. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Patty Garibay was with us now. She is the founder and executive director of the American Heritage Girls, and she's going to tell us all about that and all the wonderful things that they're able to accomplish. We've been talking a lot about boys lately, but, lest we not forget the girls, very important to acknowledge, what is happening, with the young girls. And Patty's been doing a great job with American Heritage Girls, and you need to know about it. Patty, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. I'm great. Good to be here.
Well, let's talk about AHG, the American Heritage Girls. Tell us what it's about and how it got started.
Absolutely. It started in 1995 as a result of the cataclysmic changes in Girl Scouting. I had been a Girl Scout leader for 13 years, and in 1993, when the Girl Scouts decided to change their promise to no longer include an oath to God, it was now, you could have it or you didn't need to have it. Atheists were now permitted. It became a moral dilemma for myself, as I had been, as I said, serving in Girl Scouting for so long. And so I thought I'd start a little club for my daughter and say, she'll still have a Christ Center program that'll be scout-like and it'll be pure and it'll be good. And people from all over the country started hearing about this little club. And here we are 24 years later, Bill, and over 50,000 members, troops in every state and even across the world. So this is really a work of God. And it's great to serve him in that way and to help encourage girls to understand who they are and moreover, whose they are. That's really our mission.
Exactly. What does that tell you about the American people?
It tells, number one, the almighty dollar is so important. Also, there's no longer a moral barometer. Mm-hmm. We seem to be not only blurring genders, but also blurring social issues. And there is no right or wrong. It's whatever the culture seems to say is right and wrong. And we all know that that's not true. And so exactly. To have a character development program that's not based on a truth that is forever a truth, that's perplexing to me. And so that's why American Heritage Girls is here and needed. And I'm glad you're highlighting us to inform parents that they do have an option when it comes to scouting for girls.
Well, Patty, at the very foundation of all this is what you talked about. It's morality. And what is wrong with the standard of morality that the American Heritage Girls are choosing and what the Girl Scouts are choosing? I mean, look, at this is a free country. You can choose whatever you want. But you were able to see, as others are starting to see, I mean, this has been a process, that when we abandon the moral tenets of our American heritage and our faith, then you have the America of the 21st century, which I hear over and over again, Patty, is people refer to our country as being quite chaotic. Well, when you are unhinged from those moral anchor points, well, welcome the world of chaos.
Absolutely. And you know what? The kiddos are suffering from it.
Yes.
I have never seen the degree of loneliness and depression in today's girls. And that's not just secular girls. That's Christian girls, too, because they are affected by this culture that we have created. So this is the battle that we're in, right? It's really a cultural battle.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we are fighting it tooth and nail. And we right now, I'm in a different locale than the headquarters. We're touring the country, equipping our leaders, encouraging them in knowing how to raise these godly girls, and how to address these issues from gender confusion. This is all affecting American Heritage Girls as well, to, you know, cutting and to just confusion in general about what is right and wrong. And
yeah.
So we're here valiantly trying to shine a light, right? And
right.
That's what
exactly.
We're supposed to do.
And, Patty, what you're talking about here, and I hope the parents of boys can understand that though the focus right now is girls, a lot of what you're dealing with, we have the opposite, you know, that is part and parcel of what we're dealing with. I mean, we've had many conversations with Dr. Warren Farrell, who has written the book Boy Crises, and he has three daughters. And, you know, he discovered one day, he says, wow, you know, this is all great. In fact, he was involved with women's activist groups and led a group in New York. And one day the question came to mind. He says, with all this focus on the girls and beating down boys, what's left for my girls? Who are they going to marry? Who's going to be my son-in-law? Right?
That is exactly right. And now what are they going to have to lead their families? Because that is still the social construct that was created from the very beginning. So this is not doing us any good. And so to bring it all back, you know, I believe the pendulum does need to swing back. It has to.
Right.
How far can we go? And so here we are, you know, just trying to help people, help families navigate this insanity.
Right.
And we are also launching, and this is exciting, Bill, something called Raising Godly Girls. If you visit our website, we have started it with our blog. We will be going into other kinds of venues with the Raising Godly Girls, addressing today's current issues, pointing parents to the appropriate resources to get Christ-centered advice on this stuff, not just what secular psychologists might say. But we really need to get back to the foundation to help these parents navigate. We all need help. I know I raise four kids, my husband and I, we needed lots of help, you know, and if it wasn't for groups like Focus on the Family, et cetera, how would we have done it? But now
exactly.
It's even more confusing than ever.
Yeah, Focus on the Family and other godly people who come along, you know, the network of neighbors and others, and of course what you're doing, you know, God bless you. Let me tell everybody, you can go to AmericanHeritageGirls.org, AmericanHeritageGirls.org/blog, and that's the blog that that Patty is referring to that you need to check out. You know, Patty, you talk about the social construct of male and female, and it goes deeper than that. I mean, because we're talking, and I know you know this, but I want to make sure people understand, is the designer himself, the one who says that while you were in your mother's womb, I was weaving you together, the one that knows the end from the beginning. He is the constructor. He is the inventor, the one who has designed us for a specific purpose. And when we're true to that, when we understand what our purpose is, it goes well. It doesn't mean it goes perfect, because we all have our own ideas of what perfection is. But as far as in the eyes of God, it goes well for us. And that's the warning that he gave to Cain that has been shouted through the millennia, that sometimes we're just not hearing. And we need to realize that when things are not going well with us, then as my kids used to say to us, their mother and I were having difficulty in dealing with certain discussions, my son would wisely say, so why don't you just do what God says?
I love that.
So I just wanted to pull over right then and tell him he could walk the rest of the way home, but we were about 30 miles from home, so I thought, well, I didn't want to be too abusive. But needless to say, it did sting, and it stung correctly. And that's the, you know, that's what happens with the truth. And God bless you guys for, you know, pursuing the truth for the health of the girls who will be our future mothers, wives, and CEOs in businesses across this great God-fearing country of ours. We've got more from Patty Garaby on the other side of the break. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live. Sure,
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are as we continue to fight the good fight of faith on your behalf. And thank you for joining in, because it requires all hands on deck, as Patty Garaby was saying. And that's with anything that happens. You want to bring people into the fold of like mind and are focused on the end game. I mean, right now in this country, for example, we've got all these disparate ideas. And I say, well, that's great, you know, that we do have a breath of, we're not lacking for any ideas, but what is it at the end of the day that unites us? What is most important? That is the challenge that is before this country today, that we got to decide, you know, are we going to go for socialism? Do we still believe in capitalism? Do we still believe in what the founding fathers had to say and people of faith? Is God's word still final in your life? Does everything for you, is it finished at the cross, or are there more chapters that you feel that God still has to write in order to settle that question in your life? Patty's the founder, executive director of the National Charter, Character Development Organization, called the American Heritage Girls. She was educated at the Ohio State University with majors in secondary education. See, we have to say the Ohio State University, because I understand if you don't. What is it? Is it the alumni gives you, what, a $5 royalty every time you say the Ohio State University? And that's forfeited if you omit that critical adjective article, right?
That would be nice. That would help our bottom line here at American Heritage Girls, yes.
Well, I think that's a heck of an idea. We got to take it to the Ohio State University officials to make sure that that's enacted on behalf of, you know, the future, the Ohio State University alumni that's coming forth your way from the American Heritage Girls, right?
Right.
Okay, do I hear a motion? We got a second. It's passed. Okay. It's all unanimous. Let's go make it happen. Let it be written. Let it be done. So Patty is, she's busy right now. She's traveling the country. You're in Virginia right now? Is that what you told me?
That's right. I'm in beautiful Richmond. Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it is gorgeous. I'll tell you, the first time I went to Richmond was the first time, I was born and raised in California. So the leaves in California were always smog brown, right? You never got the brilliance. And so the first time during the fall season, I find myself in Richmond. I go, oh, you have got to be kidding me. You know, the richness of the leaves in Richmond, Virginia, it was absolutely stunning. And I still hold that in my memory.
Oh, yes. And the beauty of the history of this country here.
Right.
And it just brings it all back. As a matter of fact, I used to live in Northern Virginia. And I really believe that time helped to inspire the name American Heritage Girls, because it is true. The heritage of this country is magnificent, and it is God ordained. I really believe that.
Well, I as well, and our founding fathers believed it to be the case. I mean, in their writings, you see time and time again. I mean, when you consider what was impossible, I mean, how do you get these guys together, you know, to come into a room with a blank sheet of paper and say, hey, let's start a government. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what does that look like? You know?
And how did they all agree?
Well, they didn't all agree. They didn't all,
but
I mean, you know, that's okay. That's the American way. But we keep working on those things. But the thing is that you have to be in agreement on the major principles. And that's what it came down to, where they said, okay, I'm for that. But as I reminded people earlier, Patty, is that even at the very moment that there was agreement and the great American experiment was born, there were those antithetical forces that remained that said, nope, we want to be faithful to the king. We're not part of this parade. And, and the fact is that kind of attitude has been around from day one, undermining this great American experiment. I mean, so we got to deal with life and reality, that we know that when we're doing something, especially when it's God ordained, like the American Heritage Girls, it's not like it's been one big rainbow party for you, has it?
That's right. A matter of fact, I met with girls from the Richmond area last night and shared with them that storms really are the norm.
Yes.
And you need to be really well armored to deal with these storms. And they're not going to go away. And life is not going to be rainbows, as you mentioned. But rather, it's going to be difficult. But if you know who you are and whose you are, and you stand on the Word of God, and you know the Word of God, and you pray regularly, you're going to be able to maintain, to walk on that water that the Lord wants us to do. And so These things, yeah. I think the storms are the norm. The Lord wants it that way, honestly. He wants us to be stronger in faith and rely on Him. And that's what we teach at American Heritage Girls, and I think it's valuable, valuable stuff.
For many years, I had consulted a furniture company in Southern California, and they used to tell me, they said, Bill, when we went to pick the trees, we picked the trees that were exposed most to the elements. Mm. Because, and I'd say, well, why was that? And they said, well, not only are they stronger, but we found the character of the grain to be more beautiful. Is that incredible?
Mm. Very incredible, and it leads to the topic of resilience. You know,
yes.
That is something kids today do not have,
mm-hmm.
and that is why outdoor experiences, outdoor skills and stuff like that for the girls, learning resilience, learning how to navigate bad times, disappointments, all of that, that's going to be building grit in girls, and we need it in the boys. We need it in all of the youth, and even the adults, my word.
Exactly.
Look at what's going on in this country. We need grit, right?
Yes, exactly. And there's been some examples here, Patty. I mean, speaking of boys, you know, we've been discussing the Nick Sandman situation that happened,
yes.
you know, from Coventry Catholic Boys School. I mean, that gentleman, that young man, 16 years old, to have the character to stand there with somebody beating a drum, I'm an adult beating a drum that was obviously harassing this young man, not to mention on the outside perimeter were these Black Hebrews, which I still don't understand Black Hebrews, but that's something for me to study yet. So I claim ignorance there, but still the language was so crude coming from them. But for this young man to stand there, you know, as the Bible says, to have, you know, to have the confidence to where you would set your chin like a flint. You are set in, as you say, in knowing who you are and whose you are. And he was there. And if you notice, at one point, a couple of the other boys got a little agitated, as some boys. And I got to tell you, I could not have done what Nick Sandman did. I think I might have been tempted to, you know, find a better place for that drum to be on that person other than his hands, if you know what I'm saying here, okay?
Yes.
I will admit that, all right? So I am in awe of this young man for the strength of character. And this is what you're talking about, whether it's girls or boys. And this is a great example that needs to be highlighted, not maligned. I got to tell you, I was disappointed by the bishop there of the local Catholic diocese that didn't have very pleasant words and encouragement to say about the incident. He since has retracted, thank God. But, you know, this is the problem. You know, once you know, jump to conclusions, there's no due process, you don't find all the details, then you find all the details out and you go, oh, well, you know, you feel like Roseanne Dana. Well, okay, we'll forget that one. So, but yes, what this young man did, I think, is a stellar example. And we need to look to more examples because there's young girls out there the same way. I mean, you sit there and go, in the midst of all this chaos, let's kick out the Ten Commandments. Let's say God doesn't matter and everything. And then you get these young girls that come up and you go, wow, in the midst of our insanity, God still loves us enough where he can give us signs of encouragement like this.
Absolutely. He still reigns.
Yes.
And girls and boys today can stand. I mean, I agree with you about Nick. Literally, this is the neighborhood next door to where American Heritage Girls National Headquarters is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
This is a local boy for us. And to have seen what had happened there and how he remained strong and respectful and how the media just twisted that so harshly. And this poor guy, I mean, if he wasn't at a March for Life, if
yes.
he wasn't Catholic, if he wasn't white, if he was, I mean, what?
Yeah.
How many more things, you know?
Right.
But he was just a kid being respectful. His parents should be proud.
Yeah, wearing a red hat.
Yep.
Wearing a
yep.
red hat. I mean, this is incredible. But, okay, congratulations on all the great work you're doing. Remind everybody, Patty, where they can go for more information. Maybe they want to start up their own organization. How do they do that?
Absolutely. We charter with churches and private schools that want to extend their ministry, want to do good things for girls. And also, I have to do a pitch for our brother organization, Trail Life USA.
Yes.
Another great organization that mm-hmm. American Heritage Girls helped to found as well.
Yeah, Mark Hancock was just on with us earlier this week. So,
yay. Visit AHGOnline.org, and we'd love to help you.
It's all about raising godly girls. Thank you. Patty Garibay, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patty. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Same.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom.
Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as producers of the TV show Empire now say actor Jussie Smollett's character in the show will be written out of the final two episodes of this current season. That after Smollett's been accused of staging a racist and homophobic attack on himself that he reported to Chicago police. President Trump tweeting yesterday asking Smollett, "What about the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments?" As the actor had claimed that the two men who attacked him were wearing Make America Great Again hats. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
"The only person to blame in this case is Smollett, and it's another sad example of people so quick to want to attack and come after this president, much like you saw with the Covington kids."
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Thank you for joining in and fortifying the troops here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Marty Nemko joins us now, an award-winning career coach, education reformer, and author of the books Careers for Dummies and What's the Big Idea? Reinventions for a Better America. He's a UCLA Berkeley-trained educational psychologist, said that he stayed there at UC Berkeley because he had plenty of subjects to work on. Is that right?
That is correct. Actually, I spent 6.5 years there during the heat of the free speech movement, and frankly, it's a miracle that I have emerged not a hard leftist at all. I'm not a hard rightist either, but I sure am not a Berkeley person anymore.
Well, it's just so unfortunate because of the talent, as you are well aware, is there. But whenever, you see, this is the danger. When anything gets one-sided and you want to discredit and invalidate the opposing viewpoint, I mean, that's lose-lose for everybody. I mean, you might as well just give everybody, a trophy and send them off on their day and say, hey, thanks for showing up.
Well, Bill, I swear to you, that is a core point of agreement that you and I have. Mm-hmm. I believe that there is wisdom that does reside from left of center and wisdom that resides right of center. Mm-hmm. But right now, if you assert something that is right of center, the left immediately barbs you with racist, sexist, homophobic, classist, elitist, you're a mansplainer, white male privilege. if you're in the educated world, you are not. Those statements can do more to ruin a career than anything else. And so, yes, the McCarthyism from the left is so much more extreme than the McCarthyism from the right that the left keeps harping on 75 years later.
Kind of amazing that the fulcrum has, you know, flipped like that, because there is enough experience. But, you know, Marty, we need to have reasonable people, people of conscience. And as you say, you know, I love talking with Doug Schoen, for example, who is an arch Democrat. But I love that he's open for reason. You can actually have a discussion with him.
That's
and
correct.
Go back and forth. And I'm better as a result of it. I'm not a Republican. I'm conservative. I maintain an independent profile. Being a man of faith, you know, both parties I have problem with. So I've got to, you know, but that's where I sit in my politics. But I love to be able to have the conversations with people who are prepared and are, you know, are not relying on what I call the 8-second sound bites of the American media.
Or even the long-form media, which is merely one long attempt to try to vindicate the Marxist leftist position. And I'm not being hyperbolic here.
Mm-hmm.
The real goal is to try to redistribute until everything is equal and marriage takes a far back seat. And that is what is going on in hiring, in selection for who gets into college, and who gets selected to be on the media. I host a radio show on NPR, on NPR station in San Francisco.
Right.
And even me, who is a real moderate, feel tremendous pressure. And I don't want to tell tales out of school. I'll simply say tremendous pressure to have mainly leftist people or apolitical people.
Well, I bet
a right-wing
you do. Sure.
person, I'm going to be strung up.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, and that's clear. I mean, look at what Laura Logan, you know, she called it out, and CBS said, well, hey, turn in your pass and your decoder ring. You're no longer welcome here.
That's exactly. I don't like to talk about myself in this regard, but I can look you in the eye if I were looking at you visually, Bill,
yeah.
and tell you I have paid an enormous price for daring occasionally to veer right of center. If I have a leftist guest on or I write something that's pro-redistribution, women are oppressed, I'm a hero.
Right.
But dare I say that men have it worse than women in the year 2019? I am a pariah. I am unpublishable suddenly. Even though I've written 12 books and 3,500 articles, I'm suddenly not worthy of publication.
You're totally,
is unbelievable.
Yeah, you're totally toxic. And the thing is that amazes me with NPR, this is publicly funded, oh yes, by the way, with taxpayers' money, and to be taken over and hijacked like this really is, it's disgusting. You know, because there should be a fair representation. I was just talking with a scientist the other day. You might appreciate this, Marty, that, you know, he said the problem, because I said, look at in academia, we know, look at, we can talk about climate science and global warming till we're all blue, red, and every color in the face. But what is really the truth of all this? Because the problem is that this whole issue started with false evidence. I mean, false, you know, the facts were jury-rigged. We know that. Then, you know, we got all this convoluted stuff. So if we have a real problem with this, why can't we get the facts? But we can't, because just as case in point for you, in academia, if you veer off to the right, then God forbid that you're counting on any kind of you know, governmental subsidy or a research grant, because that's going to be nixed, because you know, the old business axiom, you get paid what you give what you're rewarded for. And so the whole system is rewarding the ongoing false science that has become, you know, associated with this global science and global warming. And that's unfortunate, because if we really have a problem, there are so many people that are discrediting it, even President Trump for this matter. And it's not, and they go, well, of course, President Trump is not going, you know, forget that. The fact of the matter is the evidence is not conclusive. It's confusing. And when it starts off on a false promise, as Richard Blumenthal says, if one thing is false, then all things are false, right?
I'm going to try to take a moderate position. I only partly agree with you.
Okay.
I think the problem is that there is strong evidence that there is global warming and that it is, and climate change, and it is man-made. That said, There also are arguments that we have a great deal of, A, lack of certainty about it, and B, we don't look at what the enormous costs and benefits of attempting to have the hubris to cool the planet are. But if I were to hold a position in which I was applying for a professorship of climate science, and I say we need to take a look at the cost-benefit of the various interventions to try to cool the planet in terms of, A, the likelihood of it working, B, the incursions to people's freedom, like here in the Bay Area, they will build no freeways and people are sitting in gridlock or unable to visit anybody with minimal likely impact on climate. But I can't, if I were to raise that in a job interview, I would never even get hired.
Exactly.
Grant. And that's the problem. There are legitimate positions across the spectrum on the climate issue and almost any issue, and yet we are not allowed to make them. We don't get hired. We don't get funded. Or we get fired if we're already hired. It's a very censorious environment that is very
exactly
humankind.
Well, Marty, to your point, you see, what happens here, based on what we opened up this conversation about, is that we're only seeing, you know, let's give it the benefit of the doubt, the left of center perspective, because of all the money that's being poured in to promote that perspective. How much money, you know, government, our money, taxpayers' money, is being poured into scientists to give us the right of center perspective?
Well, right, none. The propaganda is just enormous on every issue, whether it's the Palestinians versus the Israelis, whether it's African Americans, whether they're being treated unfairly and therefore need yet more redistribution, more reverse discrimination, affirmative action, whether it's going to be trust women, they're the Me Too movement, the and I'm not sorry, I don't want to just lay this all at NPR. It is all of
no, them. Well, it's a disease. And like any disease left unchecked, it permeates everything. And this is what drives me nuts, because I sit there and I see people who are frustrated. And Marty, at the end of the day, they just want to get along. You know, they want to go out and have a beer together. Hey, let's have a cappuccino. Let's talk about the kids, the family, things we have in common. And let's do some good out there together, right?
I think we want to do some good out there, and if we really want to do some good, to use a boxing metaphor, we can't fight the problems of the world with one arm tied behind our back. There is wisdom in the right-hand uppercut and the left-hand cross punch. And
Amen.
If we really are caring about making the world better rather than virtue signaling and feeling, oh, we are great people, we better fight these battles with the arguments left of center and right of center.
Amen. Dr. Marty Nemko is with us. We've got more from him on the other side of the break. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Someone had the courage to say it.
We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We got it, we got it, we got it. Let the light shine. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As my old mentor used to say, be that change that you see in others. In other words, sometimes, we run across people and there's something annoying about them. And instantly, we see the annoyance, it bothers us. And the fact of the matter is, the question is, why does it bother us? Why is it coming across us like sandpapers? There's something that we need to analyze about our own selves, and this is why my mentor used to say to me, he says, "Well, go be that change, be that change." I mean, so it's kind of interesting, and it's always that one finger pointing forward, but three coming back at you. So, what is it in that interaction that it's telling us, kind of like where we are right now in the culture? We've got lots of hoaxes out there in the culture, especially when it has to do with race and Donald Trump. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, there's one professor, he's written a book about it. He's going to be with his son next week. And he says that just about 100%, Dr. Marty, you'd appreciate this. He says just about 100% of all these high-profile hoaxes that are out there in the media, they've proven to be false. They're absolute hoaxes. I mean, that's an incredible number. And he's been studying this, and he's got it well documented in his new book.
Well, I'm really aware, however, that academics will cherry pick. So let's not say all are hoaxes. They're all some are legitimate. But it certainly is true that Tawana Brawley or the Duke lacrosse case or now the Justin Smollett is an example of where people gain tremendous power. Mm-hmm. By playing victim if you're not a straight white male.
Right.
Because the media is going to immediately jump on it. And even if it's disproven, because there's so much news that goes past people, we're in news smog, in the end, people are going to be thinking, oh, yeah, they'll forget that it was false, and they'll think that a bunch of white male-dominated society is evil.
So yes.
Women and minorities gain a hell of a lot by perpetrating these hoaxes.
Yeah, what he was saying, and of course, like anything, you know, there's no such thing as absolute. He was saying the high profile cases, you know, seem to be, and as he documented them, yeah, I mean, whether or not you want to say 100%, and he did echo that it was, yeah, there was, and it was shocking, but clearly you could come away from that and say, well, you know, there is an inordinate majority of these hoaxes that are coming out that are affecting the culture. And the point of all this is that this is what our culture is producing, Marty.
Yep.
You know, we can't step away and just say, well, it's just Smollett. I mean, wait a minute. What have we done to participate in the culture, in this breeding ground for these hoaxes to come up?
That's a really good point, because we just talk about the high-profile hoaxes. We somehow feel like we're not a party to it. But completely, in every... If you have three people over for beers at your house, and you are, and you're, let's say, one of the people is a hard leftist and making the argument about, you know, how racist and how we are and how capitalist we are, and we shut up, then we are contributing to the problem. We are letting him or her go off on and present a one-sided view of things. Or in a meeting, very often in a staff meeting when you're at work, if you are there and somebody else is, for example, in those sexual harassment trainings or diversity trainings, if, you know, as usual, you can be sure the diversity presenter is going to talk about how racist we are and how much intersectionalism there is and how much privilege there is. And if you sit there and shut up, you are contributing to the problem.
Exactly.
But I know it's difficult to speak up, so you've got to be really, really tactful about it. Mm-hmm. I think we have an obligation to speak up, lest it really be total brainwashing.
Yeah, and I think the other deal that comes out of this is, you know, who you choose to be around. You know, just like you, Marty, in the position that you're in, you talk about these things. I am sure the complexion, and when I say complexion, I'm not talking about any outward look of it, but I'm just saying the makeup, maybe that's the better word, the makeup of the people that you hang around these days might be different than they were 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I would, you know, because I feel I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area and I feel so besieged by relentless political correctness and have to be so careful that when I do, my wife and I do invite people to dinner all the time, I will err on the side of people who are moderate to conservative and also more laid back than intense me. So I understand it's birds of a feather do tend to flock together. We don't necessarily celebrate diversity. But it probably is not a bad idea if you are, say, a conservative listening to the show, to do some reading of the hard leftist now New York Times. Mm-hmm. If you are a liberal listening to the show, read Reason magazine or the Weekly Standard or watch Fox News or listen to talk radio like you're listening to Bill Martinez.
Right.
Listening to both sides is ultimately the path to wisdom for you and your children.
Exactly. Well, and that's what we need to encourage, because as we talked about, and I learned this the hard way, you know, Marty, that in realizing that the way God designed us, he never gave any one person all the good, so to speak. We are a tapestry. And, you know, and I saw this in consulting businesses and building sales teams. I used to tell the people straight up front, look at, it's about strengths and weaknesses coming together. You're not fooling anybody. Everybody knows what your weakness is, you know, so you may think you're hiding it, but we all know it. And it's okay. We all have them. But the challenge that we have here is that if I can match up my strength with your weakness, you're going to be a better account executive. Conversely, your strength against my weakness is going to make me a better manager. And for five winning seasons, we were able to enjoy that kind of exceptional environment.
Bill, let's try and see if instead of talking, it's easy for us to talk, pontificate about the wonders of talking with people who are different than us. But let's, you know, you mentioned that you're a person of faith.
Yes.
I'm an atheist. But I believe that you and I, Bill, can have a civil, respectful conversation where we both grow and probably like each other more by having an exchange about that, if we are respectful of each other.
Of course.
Do you dare right now, and you're the host, so you can tell me what you want to do.
Right.
But would it be good to model this by you telling me why you're a person of faith? I'll tell you why I'm an atheist, and we'll take 2 or 3 minutes to discuss this, or is that not what you want to do right now?
Well, no, I don't mind doing it, but with only 4 minutes left, this is going to be a little bit of an opportunity. But I will tell you that I am a person of faith because of what I experienced. I experienced life without God, and I experienced life with God. And I say that I was, I am, and there was a notable change in my life for the better that was appreciated by my family, by my wife, by myself personally. I wake up every morning and I look out and I see the blue skies, I see the birds, I see the wonder of what I believe is God's creation, and I think, wow. This is incredible. And for me, I made a decision that in studying God, in understanding His heart and His mercy and His love for me and His solution to my problems, ultimately, that they were in the redemption of His Son, Jesus Christ. And when I apprehended that, I made a choice. And I can tell you that the questions that I had relevant to my faith and relevant to my purpose in life, they fell in line for me. So that's what made the difference for me, Marty, and why I chose to become and I choose to be a man of faith.
So now I want to take a moment to demonstrate how I can respond in a way that is, even though I have completely different views, mm-hmm. show great respect for this. First of all, in my head, I'm saying, look, this man is clearly deriving great improvement in his life for it. So how dare I try to disabuse him of his faith? So number one, you start with respect for humanity and making a difference. And secondly, I would probably not want to argue with him about this at this point for that reason. So I would say, Bill, I am really delighted, wow, that you've gone from a guy who was less happy and his family was less happy with him to a guy who's happy with his faith. Whether or not there is a God is irrelevant. We all use various, if you will, crutches, whether it be drugs or hiking or simply enjoying nature. Damn, you've derived a huge benefit, well, way beyond drugs with no side effects from your faith. I'm really happy for you, Bill. And that is what I really would say if we were off the air, and while still not denying my own values of being an atheist, but right. look to find common ground and be kind in my interactions. I don't know if that's a useful model for all of us to use in our interaction when we're talking politics or we're talking religion.
Well, I think it, and hope it is, and thank you for doing that, Marty, because I think that we've lost things in translation through the process of our embittered culture and yeah. one that wants to rapidly find reasons to disqualify people. And yeah. if we respect people's position, their positions of faith, their positions of no faith, it's okay. It's not my job to convert you. Is it any more than it's your job to convert me? You know, these are personal journeys that we take on. If along the way in sharing our experiences, you're better off or it's advanced your opportunity, you know, to grow and to be more kind or whatever, then, hey, look at, you know, win-win for both of us, right?
I agree. What a lovely way to end the interview on a real honest point of agreement.
Well, good. Well, look it. Next time I'm in San Francisco, I'm looking you up. We're going out to dinner. I'm going to buy you and your wife dinner. We're going to have a good time. If you're out here on the East Coast, you're welcome here in Florida, man. Let's get together. We're going to have to do that. Dr. Marty Nemko has been our guest, and really appreciate the award-winning career coach, education reformer, and author of the books Careers for Dummies and What's the Big Idea. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.